When things get out of focus in our lives, as they often do, problems can come up. Today is one of those days that if a pastor and a congregation aren't careful, things can get out of focus pretty quick. I say this because it's not too uncommon for the true meaning of All Saints Day to be swallowed up and lost in an outbreak of good intentions and bad theology. Take, for instance, with the very best intentions, we can wind up fixating ourselves on our loved ones who have since gone home to glory, inadvertently taking our focus off of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Perhaps you've heard it said, I know I have, hey, so-and-so is with Grandma and Grandpa and Uncle George in heaven. They're all looking down on us and smiling. No, they're not. They're with Jesus. That's what's important today. Sadly, though, our Lord Jesus can wind up not even among our conversations, kind of on the sidelines, you know? Not even considered on days like today. We can wind up focusing more on our own sentimentalities, our emotions, rather than on Christ and his gifts of justification and saving faith. It happens, and it happens a lot. Consider the words of our Lord in the gospel lesson for today, the Beatitudes. And before I go any further, let's make it important and clear that these Beatitudes, they're not prescriptions or bullet-pointed goals that you and I should strive for in our quest to become a saint. It's not what they are. These Beatitudes they're not remedies or goals or ways you need to be or attitudes you need to have. Such an approach puts all the focus on you and what you need to do. And that being blessed by God in Christ Jesus is all for nothing. Throw out the cross. That's what the world would have you do. In God's great will, all of the focus, all of it, is on Christ and what Christ has done for us in his perfect life, his atoning death, and his glorious resurrection. These Beatitudes today, they're not things that we need to do in order to be blessed. These are things which come to fruition in us as dear, redeemed, forgiven children of God. Period. Just think how foolish it would be to tell people that, you know, I don't think you've cried hard enough or mourned long enough for your loved ones who died. I think you need to cry more. You know what? And you know what else we need to do? We need to submit ourselves to humiliation and persecution. Yeah, we need to do more of that. That'd be good for us. Wouldn't that be silly? That's not what we need to do. None of that has to be done to be considered to be blessed by God. But that's about how far off of the theology of Holy Scripture that you can get. It doesn't say anything like that. Scripture doesn't tell us to try harder. It doesn't say that. Such works righteous preaching is guaranteed to make a train wreck out of our faith. And it happens all the time. Now listen closely to me, if you will, as this is really important. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. From St. John's Gospel, chapter 11. With those words of Christ, then, and believing in him, our beloved dead are not dead. They live with God. Their life is now hidden with Christ in God. Christ has welcomed them into heaven and wiped away every tear from their faces, and he will do the same for each one of us. That's our hope. And that is what God has promised for me and for you. Christ desires that no one should suffer for their sin. That's why he opened his mouth and he taught, like it says in our gospel today. He taught to the disciples, and he taught you and I to know righteousness, that he taught us to be blessed. We are. We're blessed, even as we hunger and thirst for Christ and his righteousness. We shall be comforted. We shall be satisfied. And we too shall see God. Within these Beatitudes, our Lord tells us of our inheritance in the kingdom of heaven. And that is our hope. That is what he has promised us. That is our joy. And this is how God has indeed blessed us. Though we are often found poor in spirit, and though we might be meek, we have received his mercy. Though we may have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, though others may revile us and call us all kinds of names on account of us being Christians, Christ tells us today and every day to rejoice. Rejoice and be glad. You aren't the first to suffer for these things. You feel that you are suffering. God has made your heart pure. He has made you to be a peacemaker. And as he has made the prophets long ago, he has blessed you as he has blessed all of those throughout the course of all mankind's history. So, why then does our lectionary for the church include these Beatitudes on a day like today where we celebrate All Saints' Day? You gathered here among the multitude. You've gathered to hear Christ speak his message. These Beatitudes are a portion of our Lord's Sermon on the Mount that's meant to be heard for the knowledge of those already appointed as apostles, for those who have become disciples of Christ. These words are spoken in your hearing today so that you may know what true disciples of Christ really possess. All these Beatitudes are yours. And that your lives in the kingdom of heaven, your lives in the kingdom of heaven is a certainty, without doubt. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's like a reward that you've not had to earn. For there's nothing you could have done to earn such great wonders. The kingdom of heaven is like an abundant wealth, drawing interest to be paid out in our own due time. And how about those who have gone before us? Well, they know this joy. They have experienced it, as we have not yet. The wounds and hurts of persecution, which they now hold as medals, medals of honor. And oh, trust me, you have been told. You have learned through Sunday school, through Bible studies, through preaching from this pulpit and others, many like it. You have heard. You have heard the grace, mercy, and peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding. That by the wounds of Christ, we are called sons of God. And as such sons, we fully inherit all God's mighty blessings up to and including an eternity in heaven itself. So though we do thank God today for rescuing our loved ones now in his tender loving arms, and though in a moment we shall pray our thanksgiving to him who has saved us, even as our eyes may swell with a tear or two in remembrance of those whom we have laid to rest and given into God's great care, Jesus still tells us to rejoice. We are blessed. And for us too, our reward is great in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now may the peace, the peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's